Over the past 4 years, access to hospitals and emergency rooms has dwindled in North Baton Rouge, forcing residents there to travel farther for health care. As of today, they have a new and nearer option. Doors open this afternoon on a North Baton Rouge emergency room. Wallace Watkins has the story.
The new freestanding emergency room will increase access to critical care in North Baton Rouge. The facility will be run by Our Lady of the Lake, one of the largest private medical centers in Louisiana, where Terry Sterling is chief operating officer.
Adding these services does add a critical access point to that part of the parish.
It's located just down the street from the former Earl K. Long Medical Center. The state closed that charity hospital in 2013, which meant uninsured patients had to travel to Our Lady of the Lake, about 13 miles away. But many patients didn't travel that far. Instead, they went to the closer emergency room at Baton Rouge General Mid-City. In 2015, the general closed that emergency room, saying they could no longer afford to treat uninsured patients without more financial help from the state.
I think having the emergency room at Baton Rouge General was a life-saving element for the people in this community. Not having it has put people at risk.
Father Richard Andrus is pastor at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church, just 1 mile down the road from Baton Rouge General Mid-City. He says his community was concerned about no longer having an ER nearby.
We live here. What happens if I have a heart attack? I'm concerned about that. What happens if somebody has a stroke? What happens if there's a car accident, a shooting?
Brad Harris, spokesman for East Baton Rouge Parish EMS, says people and ambulances in North Baton Rouge have had to travel farther for emergency care.
So we're having to transport patients south of I-10 or up to Zachary, to Lane Memorial, or out to O'Neill Lane, Ochsner.
With no ER in the middle of the parish, ambulance rides take about 2 minutes longer. The average trip takes just over 16 minutes. But Harris says that could change with this new ER in North Baton Rouge.
We do predict that once this new facility is open, that should cut down on a lot of the transport times.
And it could ease the burden on the parish's other emergency rooms.
It's not only going to help the patients that go to that facility, but the other hospitals will be less crowded as well.
Our Lady of the Lake COO Terry Sterling says they expect to see anywhere from 10 to 15,000 patients a year. But because this new ER is not a full hospital, there is a limit to the type of treatment it can provide.
The facility is intended to handle emergency room-related illnesses. If someone is having difficulty breathing or there is severe pain in their abdomen or those types of illnesses.
She says patients with more serious life-threatening trauma, like heart attacks, would still be better off going to an emergency room at a hospital.
Those things that are penetrating wounds or those types of injuries where the trauma standards indicate that you really need to receive life-saving care within 1 hour or potentially you can succumb to your injury.
For the less serious cases like a cold or the flu, there's an urgent care clinic next door. Sterling says this setup will help ensure patients get the right care in the right setting.
The patient is assessed and the provider will determine that their care is not emergent. And then we will just walk them over. All of the assessment and all of the information that the prior clinical team has gathered will be available to that team, but they will be able to complete that visit in the urgent care center.
The new ER began accepting patients at 1 o'clock this afternoon. For WRKF, I'm Wallace Watkins.